Right, let's talk about then this movie with Anna Friel.
It's called Goal.
Always believe in your soul.
No, Goal.
Oh, right,
Gold.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you're going to the premiere this tonight, Rachel.
I am, yes.
What, you know.
I don't know why, they're obviously short on numbers.
Do you know what? You'll like it, Rachel. I saw it about 3 days ago and I liked it.
Excellent.
It's got everybody in it, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's really got some I won't tell you who's in it because it will ruin it for you, but
sure.
Hilarious cameo roles in it. I think everyone knows David Beckham's in it.
I didn't.
But, well, you do know. And there are three other very famous footballers in there as well. Watch out for them.
Marlon Harewood, is he in there?
No, he's not, unfortunately.
Paul Dalglish?
Carlton Palmer didn't make the final cut either. But there's some really, really funny ones.
Paul Dalglish is in it.
He is in it, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, yes.
He is in it.
Yeah. But even more famous than him. You've got to think international footballers. Anyway, it's not hugely important.
Rui
Michael
Costa?
Ricketts?
No, and no.
Eric Bakker?
No.
Jan Mulby?
No. Think anyway.
Byron Stevenson?
He
was an international?
No.
Really?
No.
Current player?
Yes.
It's not Bruce Grobbelaar, then?
No.
No. Longman?
Huge. I mean, you've got to think bigger than Longman.
Oh, huge. Jan
Peter
Mulby.
Crouch?
No. Okay, not physically. It's not important to the plot of the film.
Okay,
they appear.
No,
you'll see them.
Fine,
stuff.
Fine. No.
It's about this this guy from Mexico who lives in L.A., who's always dreamed of becoming a footballer, and he gets a trial at a big premiership club, Newcastle United.
Right.
Yeah. And then he goes there, and it's the whole story. It's brilliant.
So it's about a Mexican from LA who gets signed for Newcastle. So it's a believable movie.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And is he disappointing when he signs for Newcastle United that they're in the bottom three?
No, no, they don't mention that.
Right, okay.
They don't mention that.
Right,
and it's a German.
Do they have many of the Newcastle players in it?
Yeah.
Right, all of them?
Again, more funny cameos.
Right, okay.
From all the actual first team.
Souness in it?
No.
No, okay.
Shearer's in it?
Right, is he?
Yeah, Kieran Dyer's there.
Shearer is a brilliant actor. Do you remember that McDonald's advert?
Mm.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Really good. Yeah.
He does more acting work in this.
Well, he's very dynamic.
He is dynamic. Yeah. And Anna Friel,
who
I interviewed in a posh hotel along with Alid yesterday, who, incidentally, I must just say quickly, Alid came with me and was very excited at meeting Anna Friel for whatever reason. So I said, Anna, this is Alid. And she went, hi, Alex. How are you? And Alid did that thing of not correcting her first time. So all the way through, she was... And Alex, what do you think about
that? No, really?
Yeah, it's very good.
She's a big fan of our show, then.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge, huge fan. Doesn't listen because she's busy doing film stuff.
What, so between 7 and 10 every morning?
Yeah.
She's doing a film?
Yes.
Right.
Right, so she plays a Geordie nurse in the film. She plays, like, you know, the sort of club nurse who looks after all the players and stuff. And has a bit of a thing with the main character in there.
What, the Mexican from LA? He signs for Newcastle United.
That's him. So, I thought, you know, I said, you know, I like the film. We did all that sort of stuff. Like the film. Well done. Well done on that film. What was it like doing a Geordie accent? Do you have any tips for me? Because she's not a Geordie by
birth. No, she's
not.
She's from Rochdale, isn't she?
So, you know, Geordie accents, any tips for me?
What's it? Biker Grove, you know, Spuggy and all that. I just kept going Spuggy. Spuggy. I don't know. What else did I do?
Tizer.
Tizer.
Spuggy.
Nice. There you go.
There's more to the film than that, obviously. It's worth saying if anyone's going to go and see the film.
Sorry,
you don't just say Spuggy.
You don't just say Spuggy, Spuggy, Spuggy.
Okay, nice. So
But to be fair, that would be a typical footballer's wife.
Mm.
You know, how do you feel that you know your man obviously playing for Newcastle United now? Spuggy.
Mm.
Gucci. Prada.
Yeah.
Spuggy.
Exactly.
Tizer.
So she's nice.
Appetizer.
She looked very well
Spuggy.
As well. She's just had a baby quite recently.
Yeah, she has. Congratulations,
Miss Friel. Yeah, she looks very, very well.
Did she send a love to me, by the way? Nothing.
The next question was about, bear in mind that we're in Newcastle because she's doing a Geordie accent and stuff. I thought seamless switch from Newcastle to Newcastle would be the Great North Run,
brilliant.
Which happens in Newcastle.
Yeah.
She said when she was doing Brookside, she ran about 8 miles once.
Right.
So I thought that's good. We can get some tips from her. Do you have any tips for the Great North Run, Anna Friel?
Wear a Newcastle football top, because in case you faint, you'll be picked up more quickly than if you're dressed as a chicken.
That's a beautiful tip, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very good tip, because if you look like you're a Newcastle football supporter, people will be sympathetic towards you.
Thank you very much. For that 8 miles, did you do, like, lots of different sort of regimes and stuff? Exercise? Diet, that sort of stuff?
The pub is kind of a handy tip. Go to the, you know, pint glass lift and it'll get the biceps working. Yeah, also take a wheelbarrow, so one of you can push it and put the other one in it for times of exhaustion.
Okay.
Yeah.
So slightly drunk, pushing a wheelbarrow would be...
Yeah, and a big greasy fry-up as well. So when you're sick, the sick is nice and full and luscious.
That's lovely. And perfect for breakfast radio. What a lovely description. Fantastic.
What a classy lady. Mm.
She is.
I met her in the pub. That's where I met Anna Friel.
Did you?
Yeah.
She's nice, isn't she? She's normal.
She is a nice girl.
I like her. Okay, so that was kind of, you know, Geordie accent great, Great North Run great. The actual reason why I wanted to go meet Anna Friel was...
Because she's fit.
No, you gave me that. Mm-hmm. And you gave me the challenge however many weeks ago was to get as many celebs for celebrity hide and seek as possible. So right. far, I've come up with Louis Walsh and Paul Daniels, possibly.
Great.
Anna Friel now is a big Hollywood name. She's huge in America.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be good
if
she did Celebrity Hide and Seek?
Yeah. So, yourself and Alex.
Alex asked her, would you like to do Celebrity Hide and Seek?
Why would one do that?
Which is not the best start to the answer.
So you know this is going... But in your head, this is a maybe. Even after those words, it's still a maybe.
It's still a maybe, yeah.
Right, okay.
That's a great question, and one I can't answer, to be honest with you. But it's, you know, great exposure. You know, if the film thing doesn't work out for you...
That is a really... Mike, can I be honest?
Yeah.
It's not a great idea.
Seriously? Would you not like to watch the likes of Floella Benjamin trying to find Keith Chegwin?
Oh, actually, that's quite appealing. Yeah, but if it's for radio, you can't see it.
No, I haven't explained properly. It's a radio idea that we're going to do on television.
Oh, okay. Have you
Bravo or Challenge.
You haven't got it commissioned yet.
Not really. I mean, we haven't got anyone...
I think a better idea is to just hide the celebrity, find out the celebrities people don't like and keep them hidden and don't seek them.
Indefinitely?
Yes.
Okay, good. Perhaps we'll try that. That's lovely. Thank you very much.
So you never know. I mean, I'd say that's a possible.
I'd say that's a maybe because she said no, but then the Floella Benjamin line had swung it for
that
her.
That got her, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was very nice.
She's nice. She should have come into the show. She might have actually enjoyed meeting Alex again.
She would. Hi, Alex. How are you?
And Rowetta, our producer.
Yeah.
And Comedy Dan.
And morning.
I'm Jim Moyles.
You know, we get all those Hollywood big names to do, hi, I'm Uma Thurman, all that sort of stuff. Well, we got Anna Friel.
Hello, this is Anna Friel.
Don't, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got her to do that.
I'd just like to get a few drops, if that's okay, for the Chris Moyles show, because you listen every day.
Yeah.
Hi, this is obviously your name. Hi, this is Anna Friel, whenever I'm in the UK. I love listening to the Chris Moyles show.
Hi, this is Keith Chegwin, and I love listening to Radio 1, the Chris Moyles show. Hello, this is Anna Friel, and I like listening to Chris Moyles and Radio 1.
I'm not feeling any love for Anna Friel at all.
There was love there.
Seriously, what's wrong with her, the Mardy cow?
She wasn't Mardy at all, seriously. No,
and she didn't even say hello. We've met. You know, in a pub.
She didn't say that, I must admit.
She never said that. No. She never said, Chris Moyles, I've met him.
No, she didn't say
that. I've met him before. We had a chat.
She didn't say that, no.
I think I met her grandmother.
What?
I'm sure she was in the pub with her grandmother.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you'd think you'd remember
Maybe this is just a bad dream, but no.
Were you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk.
Are you sure Anna Friel and her grandmother?
I'll tell you what the story was, right? I just scarpered from Coxie's house, because I'd gone to Coxie's house for a drink, and one of her mates has got a bit drunk, and tried to pin me up against the wall, and because she was freaking me out a little bit, and I went, I'm going to go, and she pinned me up against the wall, don't leave, I think you're really lovely, at which point I went, I'm going now, and I legged it, just as Coxie was coming back, going, what's going on, I went, your mate's a nutter, I'm going, and I went straight from there, into the pub, and Anna Friel was there, and her opening words were, I need a word with you. I went, not now, Friel. Honestly, it's a bad time. I'm just... A nutter's just sent me in Sarah Cox's back garden. And she went, okay. Let me have... And then I chatted to her later and we got on great. You know, and I can't believe she doesn't remember that story.
She didn't mention it.
She probably meets loads of famous people.
Anyway, tell us what the film's like tomorrow when you go and see it, Rach. You going to see it tonight?
I will do. The light chill
of the fall. Anna Friel, everybody. Blowing from
either direction. Hello, this is Anna Friel. Blowing across the yard, it's crisp and it's cool.
Dogs like it as they sit around in the sun. I believe she denied me. Denied knowing me. Under a tree. The wind gusts up. She probably denied me as well. Defo. We're supposed to grow cold as the day wears on.